The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation. Sybil.
Yes.
You're reading the paper.
Yes.
Sitting in the hotel.
I'm reading all of the English papers. Yep.
That's a really small selection.
I know. It's going to take me a couple of hours and that's it.
So the thing is that you, not even a couple of hours, there are probably only two or three.
I think we said there was two and then there was one that we had to like go get a copy of that was published in Cantonese and in English.
Correct. So there are a couple of papers. Most of the ones written in the sort of American sector, for lack of a better term, are just outdated stories about the United States. So really the only, like, the Shanghai Courier is the only thing that's really giving you information about Shanghai. And it's like a 10 to 12 page paper written both in English and Cantonese. Which is where you got the Stars Are Right ad.
Yeah. Shanghai, 4 p.m., San Francisco, midnight. Yep.
So, at the moment, you're basically, if you're going to want anything, you're going to be reading sort of backdated Shanghai Courier issues.
Yep.
Is there a particular time period that you want to read? Or do you just want to read anything they've got?
I'll start with anything they got, and if it occurs to me to ask for something else, I might.
They have maybe a week's worth of papers on hand.
Is there somewhere local? Where's the local place it's printed?
Because
it says it comes out at 4 p.m., but it doesn't tell me. Probably on the contact page.
Yeah, it has the address of the paper there. The Shanghai Courier is...
Set 7 was the most latest one, right?
Theoretically, yeah.
Which means if it was received then...
It would have taken a month for it to...
The Shanghai Courier probably does have its address. They have the last week or so of papers in the hotel.
Okay. Stuff that just hasn't been thrown out yet.
Right.
It hasn't come for recycling, whatever.
Just a thought on that.
Yeah. Well, because this is going to be more accurate.
Right. Well, no, that's when it was submitted.
No, look at the dates. This one predates it by 2 months.
So this is a place where... I've kind of been dicked by HPLHS and their props.
Okay.
The date on this paper is not correct.
Okay.
The date on this paper should be considered about 2 to 3 days before you arrive. So about a week ago.
Okay.
So you can look at that paper.
Great.
We'll let Jasmine go through that. Back to the bar. By now, it's sort of emptied out a little bit.
Oh my goodness. I found it.
The Japanese... dock worker or whatever is still sort of sitting there nursing whatever the last drink he was poured. There's maybe one or two other patrons, yourself and McChum. So, back to you, Flynn, if you'd like to take the narrative away. Another drink for anyone?
still nursing mine.
I understand. The tea is quite strong.
Why shouldn't we go to Rangoon?
War-torn state? Seems like a... it seems bad for your health to go somewhere where bullets are flying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's about all we have as far as choices go.
You make your choices, my friend.
We're looking for Jack Brady. That's all, right now, that's all that matters.
Well, that's what I've told you. That's what I know.
I just don't think, you're telling it true.
It's your prerogative.
So what's it going to take?
He is my prerogative.
He kind of looks around the bar. Would you like to hear a story about Mr. Brady?
Love to.
So Mr. Brady shows up. Couldn't tell you when.
I was really hoping you were going to start off with, here's a story of a man named Brady. Just didn't work out.
I just bash his head to the counter. We're done here.
This is just a tribute.
There's a story.
Not a man named Brady.
So you know Brady?
Yeah.
Brady is not the kind of guy that you would... I wouldn't put hero in front of his name. Met him a couple times. Good dude. Tipped well. Didn't make a fucking mess. Can't complain, right? Bar owner. All I can ask. Patrons don't make a mess, right? As you might imagine, I am in a place where gentlemen such as yourselves tend to get a little rowdy. Tend to get a little violent.
Our bartender just migrated to New England.
All right, I can use the Chinese accent, but apparently Jasmine tells me it's super racist.
It is super racist.
You're probably right.
It is.
Thank you.
It's not unusual on a given night for knives to be pulled, for fisticuffs to occur, etc. Brady has solved that for me before. It means a lot. It means a lot to my bar. It means a lot to my health. He sort of, you see him reach around and he actually pours himself a slight glass of some liquor. He says, to Jack Brady.
I lift my teacup.
So, you do what you want. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he's at. It's the God's honest truth. He may be in Burma. He may not. Couldn't tell you. All I know is that underneath that rough exterior, Brady's a good man.
Yeah, I know it.
Not that I have much to say. I think he wants to disappear. So maybe you go looking for him. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you your business. All I know is I haven't seen him in a while. I have to look somewhere else.
Do you know of any other places he might have frequented while he was in Shanghai?
He shrugs. Man like that, he kind of looks out the door. Time like this, he's got skills.
How would a man of my persuasion disappear in this city?
You see how much I charge for drinks? Fucking Americans live like kings.
I would think they would stand out.
Just as much as you want to stand out, you can pay to disappear. I don't know, man.
Who do you pay to disappear?
Anybody you want.
I don't think it works like that, but...
No, I mean, you want to disappear, you pay some people some money to live in a place, you tell them not to say anything, you pay them enough. You've been here for 3 days, surely you paid somebody to disappear. Literally yesterday, you fuck.
We also didn't tell him we've been in town for 3 days, but that's okay.
That's true.
He's good.
He's that good. He's been watching us since we got here.
McChum is a unique bartender.
He's the real fortune teller.
So, here's what I want to do. whatever Jack Brady paid you to stay silent, I'll double it. Name your price.
Jack Brady didn't pay me. Jack Brady was a good man. Sometimes that means more than the almighty dollar. Mexican dollar, anyway, around here. I wish you the best of luck, but you're not going to get a whole lot more out of McChum.
Since it's been a while, what does Jack Brady look like nowadays?
A test. It's fair. You're the smartest of the lot.
The bar's not high.
Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's wet.
I am a professor. What do? Punch things?
Yeah, you want to see?
Fair point.
He goes on to describe Jack Brady perfectly.
Okay. It was a test, for sure. Like the one thing we didn't do.
No, you're not wrong. I think it's an apparently clever idea.
For sure.
Cool.
I was just letting him do his thing.
A man can come to Shanghai and disappear. Maybe you should think about before you go poking to figure out where he went.
I wonder if they should call that in the future being Shanghai'd.
That'll never stick.
Nah. You know what happens when you're Shanghai'd? You punch a shark. Anybody? No?
Yep. Okay. No, he's not wrong.
That's a great RPPR game.
You guys have anything else?
No. Okay. Maybe we should check in on our fourth.
Yeah.
I've got clues.
Thanks, Big Chum.
If you need another drink, you know the best place in town.
Mm-hmm.
They got Jack Daniels.
Yeah, good tea.
I like how you decided Jack Brady doesn't drink. I like that.
Joe Corey.
Excuse me. We talk a lot about Jack Brady and it's Joe true. Corey, and you're starting to blend together.
The alcohol doesn't help?
No.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm about 10 fingers deep.
Oh, that's two fists!
We go back to the kitty cat lady, I guess.
I'm going
to
stop you there because I'm about to do some shit.
Oh. What are you doing before you leave the Stumbling Tiger bar?
I'm leaving the Stumbling Tiger bar, but I want
We're
to...
We're going to grapple up the the Japanese guy.
You can't Great. Say what you just said, ever.
Grappling up the Japanese guy.
That was a stutter. That wasn't like a... Okay. That wasn't a period. That was a stutter. That was not a period. Depot.
Yes, I want to wait and see where that guy goes.
Yeah.
All right.
So what are you doing?
He knows a lot right now.
What are you doing?
What's across the road?
Probably a flower house.
Yeah, I mean a bar or a flower girl house.
Okay. Is there a window?
Is there outside seating?
Like a window looking out.
Yeah, yeah. You want a place to conceal yourself to watch these two chuckle fucks walk off.
Yeah.
Is
there a back
alley?
Exit? Back alley?
Yeah, I get what you're doing. At least I think I do. You were trying to conceal yourself to see if those two are followed.
No.
I'm trying to make sure what the fake drunk guy is doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to hide until he comes out?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll hide, I believe it is.
Are you guys sticking around? Or are you guys going
back? Do you want to be by yourself?
I feel
yourself?
Like someone could be covering the back. I don't know if there's a back.
Maybe just go down the street a little bit. Grab something to eat. Maybe sit out and eat while we're outside.
It's doable. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Within eyeshot, but not together.
Huh? What'd you want me to roll? Sorry.
So I think so. Here's the thing:
there's not a hide skill.
What?
Or stealth.
It's all under stealth or sleight of hand. Yeah.
Yeah, it's stealth.
Well, there used to be hide. There used to be what was it? Hide to hide things.
Hide and conceal.
Hide and conceal carry.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to use those are the two skills?
Yeah. Hide and conceal were the old skills. Yes.
Now it's just stealth.
Yep.
Correct.
Let me see it.
It's legit stealth. Right? Yep.
It is. Might be right.
I think people got hide and conceal confused so often they just put it all on their stuff.
I mean, it would be a good call. It's just I remember 6th Ed rules because that's what I read the most.
Yep.
Lucas appears to be correct, so let's just... So the thing is that you're trying to...
Way to go.
You're trying to hide from the guy who theoretically is going to come out of the bar at some point. So you need to make a stealth roll. So you hold that. Now, what's the rest of the plan?
My plan is to be down the ways a little bit, but within eyeshot.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just be with him.
Are you being bait, or are you just watching from another direction?
I think we're just eating and making sure that Corey doesn't get Shanghai.
Bait, kind of.
Sure.
I disappear.
Ought six is a pretty solid roll.
Is there anything for extreme pass?
So the thing is theoretically, if he walks out, you would be rolling an opposed roll.
Oh, okay.
So the thing is that then he would roll
a spot hidden to notice
right
you.
To see if he notices gotcha. You.
I really just need all y'all to call the hotel. That's really all I need.
So after the three of you leave, Mr. Corey walks across the street and conceals himself somewhere in a corner, inside a Flower Girl house, whatever, so he can
just
get a
view. Looking out the window.
You see a very sort of upright, very lucid Japanese man exit the Stumbling Tiger bar, sort of look left and right, see the two of them. He doesn't appear to notice you, as far as you can tell. And then he begins following them very slowly down the street.
All right. I'll let him get some distance.
Oh, sure.
And then I'll roll out after him.
The two of you roll spot hidden.
Yes.
Yes, pass. Yes, hard pass.
Yes, pass. Regular pass.
I hard pass.
The professor doesn't notice anything. Eustace, you catch out of the corner of your eye that the Japanese man appears to be following you, and he is... You've worked with people who have followed others without being noticed. He's good. Yeah. You just barely caught a glimpse of him, but you know he's shadowing you.
Yeah.
Roll me an additional stealth, Flynn.
Got it. Hard.
Hard pass. You think you might glimpse a spot of Corey following him as well? You're not sure. What do the professor and Mr. Weatherton do?
We'll start walking slowly. Sure. I think that we're going to be like, I'll let him know.
I don't know.
Like, I'll tell him what's going on. Be like, hey, and we'll just kind of quietly banter just to the two of us, and we'll start working our way back towards where we're staying.
Do we try to lose him?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so
think,
in that case...
And I'll tell him, I think Corey's behind him.
Okay.
And so we're going to assume the two of you are just acting normally. Flynn, The ball's kind of in your court. Yeah. You're watching the watchman. So what do you want to do? As far as you know right now, you've not been noticed. So what choice do you make?
So do I get the sense they're heading back towards the hotel?
I don't know if you're close enough to the mic to be picked up.
Oh, do I get the sense that they're heading back to the hotel?
Yes, you get the sense that the two of these guys are heading back to the hotel by the most direct route. Where's Mr. Chan, by the way? I assume with the two of you?
Yeah, he'd be with us.
He's asking you, do you want him to hail a cab? Do you want to walk? Do you want him to navigate?
I think we're going to walk for a while. I need to stretch my legs. My stiff knees acting
he
up.
He kind of just guides you, says, oh, yes, I've heard this Flower Girl house is really, really good. If you like cheap drinks, this place is great. This place has a little bit of blah. And he's just kind of giving you a local tour.
Is there any historic purpose to this area?
Yeah, I'm sure he's got something. You don't know if it's bullshit or not.
I'm just
engaging
him in fake conversation.
Yeah. No, you can engage him in conversation. You get the sense that this is how he makes money, so he's going to say whatever the fuck he needs to say to earn some money.
My goal with that is, like, I'm turning to look at him while in my periphery kind of glancing.
Absolutely.
But not noticeably.
You're pretty sure that the Japanese man is following the two of you. Corey's a little bit harder to pick out. Maybe you see him, maybe you don't. Not sure.
What's the Japanese man doing? Is he sticking to crowds? Is he just kind of steadily following? What's his...
Let me see your character sheet again.
What's his style?
I guess I'd call it a spot hidden for lack of anything else.
No.
You can't really tell. I mean, he seems to be darting in and out. He's definitely clever. He's not just walking along behind them. But in terms of, like, what his motives are or what his training might be, if he has any, you couldn't detect that.
So this is an odd question, but like, would I potentially be able to, like, in my head, right, Eustace is thinking tactically with what we're doing.
Sure.
I'm assuming that Corey's behind him, knowing the type of person that Corey is and what the kind of what the plan was.
Sure.
Is survival at all, like, something that's like, hey, we're guiding in this...
Yeah, I would give you a role in that. You could lead him in such a way that would give Corey an advantage.
Okay.
Now, that would make yourself vulnerable if Corey's not there.
Right. Pass. 64 out of 65.
Yeah, you kind of direct Mr. Chan to lead you in a certain way that you realize that you're kind of going down a dark, secluded alley where if this guy wants to jump you, he theoretically could. You're making yourself easy prey, which if he's... I love this. It's great.
What?
Jasmine's been trying to fist bump you for about 2.5 minutes.
Her arm is about to fall asleep.
I just assume Jasmine's in another world, so that's why I'm just like not paying attention. Sorry.
You lead him down sort of a blind alley that looks advantageous in the hopes that you will draw him in, which will make him easier for Corey to sneak up on. Mr. Corey, what would you like to do?
So they're down the alley?
Yes, they are clearly moving down a place that is very advantageous to be attacked from or confronted through, okay. If that makes sense.
Let me see. I have my knuckle dusters. I'm going to slip those on my,
sure.
My fingies.
Fingies like chicken nuggies?
Yeah. Let me think.
Oh, no, I want chicken nuggets so bad.
Jasmine's making a stop on the way home. You're welcome.
Anyone, like, are we pretty deep in an alley? No one's around?
Yeah, he's led you into a perfect trap point.
All right. Then I'm just going to start closing the gap silently still, as silently as I can.
Roll stealth with advantage. He's given that to you by leading him in down a particular path.
And that's just rolling twice, taking the...
Better. Right, taking the better roll.
Okay. No, it's you get a bonus die in this game.
Sorry, yeah, you get a bonus die.
So you're rolling extra tens again.
Okay.
Did you pass the first one?
I did. Failed the second.
Okay, so you're good.
Was it a regular success?
It was. Oh, wait, no, hard. It was hard. It's 26.
Okay. Yeah, they're leading him down a dark... It's kind of, I don't want to say like a dark alley, but it leading him out around a few blind corners where if you were chasing them, you realize if you want to approach them, you could catch up. You know, he's kind of... they're kind of moving quickly. Eustace is picking up the pace, which is going to force the pursuer to follow faster, which is allowing you to close. You realize now that you can basically close like... If you move quickly and you're faster than him, you can probably close and grapple him or something if you wanted to. Like, you could put your hands on him and you feel like he doesn't have any clue that you're there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to full body, I'm going to, with one arm, bear hug, and the other, clap my hand over
maybe,
his mouth.
Maybe say something so that you have assistance if you need it.
Yeah.
Drag him into the alleyway and shove
him. Roll grapple. Or roll brawl, I guess, technically. It's a maneuver, I guess, because you're not hitting
him. I would like to nominate bonus die for his stealth.
I'm taking that into account. What's your build again? 3?
My build plus 2.
Okay.
What's your roll?
That is a 61 out of 85.
Okay.
Damn!
He's a truck. An 85. He is a truck.
He's also an NPC!
Okay.
Big NPC.
Was
so,
an NPC.
Joe Corey comes up and just wraps around him, grabs him, and just pulls him. Like, you've got a hold of him right now. You guys kind of hear from behind you, kind of,
yeah.
Stop and turn.
I was waiting on that.
Yep,
so
stop
I would just turn straight around.
Mr. Chan, fuck off.
What? The translator looks, sees you holding a man. Sees the two of you, sees the British man, tell him to fuck off. He says, I'll be available if you need me tomorrow. And just walks down an alley.
Thank you, Mr. Chan.
We don't know this jackass speaks English. God damn it. What the fuck?
Well, he speaks Mandarin.
And no one here speaks Mandarin. Because our translator just walked
Mr.
off.
Chan. Mr. Corey, you see that the Japanese man slowly just, he doesn't struggle, and you just see him put his arms up, you know, sort of in a...
I'm not sure he can when I'm
okay.
full body.
As best as he can well, with you wrapping him.
He's got full Nelson, and he's just like...
Yeah, he's just okay. raising his hands, kind of wide-eyed looking outward. You can't see that, but you get the sense his entire body relaxes. He's not fighting you at all.
Can you understand me, friend?
You see him nod once, very slowly.
Okay.
Let's see. It's
fine. Answer verbally.
I'm pretty sure he said he covered his mouth.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Hi. What you following my friends for?
They seem to have interesting information. I wish to see where you all went. You're very quiet, my friend.
Very.
And you see, he tries to just put his hands up and try and force you to not grapple him so hard.
Oh, I tighten up. I want you to understand something. I will destroy you.
You're very strong.
I will destroy you and no one will ever know.
On them by now?
Yeah, I know. You two are standing right there.
I'm looking to see if anybody else was following.
Who? No, your survival gives you you are in a quiet place. You can have a 5-minute conversation.
Should I do like patting down for things, weapons and such?
You get the sense, especially Mr. Weatherton, this man, even though he's being grappled.
He's not at all.
Nah, he doesn't seem
he's
afraid
not perturbed
at all.
Whatsoever.
Nope. He's relaxed, but he is calm. Almost, especially for you, almost like the calm of someone in the middle of a war. He's accepting of the situation he's in. He's not panicked in the slightest.
He's just waiting for his opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
So again, do we pat him down for
weapons?
Yeah,
of course.
Right.
Yeah, pat him down.
What's he got on him?
I think I'll pat him down.
That's fair.
Because I don't imagine the professor's used to patting people down.
Depends on his extracurricular activities.
Check his crotch, Graham.
Different kind of padding.
You do find an 8mm automatic pistol on his hip.
Nazi.
I'll go ahead and put that in the waistband.
He kind of gives you a dirty. Pocket. He gives you a dirty look.
That's all he had on him.
Yeah, at least for the conversation, maybe if he proves himself trustworthy.
He's got some money, some loose change, you know, some money.
I'm not going to rob him of his money.
No.
Any sharp objects that he can stab people with.
Ironically, no identifying papers, no knives. You have me at a disadvantage, gentlemen.
Why do you want this information?
Sort of the point, wasn't it?
Because I believe the man you're asking about is a very dangerous individual.
Dangerous to whom?
And why are the Japanese involved?
Well, because I think that while Mr. Brady is a very dangerous man, I think he may lead to something even worse. I'd like to speak to Mr. Brady.
Get in line.
Jasmine's new character.
It's one of the reasons why I wanted to see what you knew. Mr. Brady has frequented the Stumbling Tiger Bar in previous months for quite some time, but has sort of disappeared off the grid.
How long ago?
A few months, 6 months, maybe a year at most.
That would put him in the timeline with Jackson and what he put here. Would it not? It's March.
Theoretically. You could draw
six
that connection.
Months. Okay.
I believe that
it's dated August of 24.
Yeah, contrary to what the barkeep said, I do not believe Mr. Brady has left Shanghai.
What makes you think that?
I'm getting ready to find out.
Because I have connections.
Any chance with a Mr. Nelson?
I do not know this name.
About nails?
He shakes his head.
Okay.
I believe that Mr. Brady has a unique set of skills, and he is being employed by one of the various homegrown militias in the area. Mr. Brady is a very dangerous man, but I believe that he leads to something greater.
As you psychology. Can see,
sure.
The big man here is also quite dangerous, so if you have more information,
yes,
you probably want to cough it up.
He even smiles Failed. At you. You can't tell. You take from it what you will.
But what interest do you play in this? Because you don't seem to be a part of this whatsoever.
How long have you been in Shanghai?
Not long enough, obviously.
There are...
A multitude of embassies, but why you in particular?
I believe that Shanghai itself is sitting on a powder keg.
It's not the first time we heard that.
I believe that people are hiring not just security, not just soldiers, but private armies. Your friend Jack Brady would do well and earn a lot of money by leading one. But my understanding is the information Mr. Brady has may lead to an even bigger fish. That is what I'm worried about. Not your friend.
What is the nature of this bigger fish?
I don't know. That's why I'd like to talk to him about it.
If you don't know, then someone else knows, right? Or someone else has
Whatever the term in the 1920s for weapons of mass destruction, that's the kind of catchphrase he throws out.
Mm-hmm. What are you, like CIA or some shit?
Didn't say.
It wasn't around back then.
Well, the equivalent to it is what I'm getting at.
How did you find out about Brady in the first place? How would you know to frequent the Stumbling Tiger?
He sort of just looks at you and half smiles. There are ears everywhere in Shanghai, my friend. It was worth a shot.
Squeeze Otto, will you?
You came looking for him, didn't you?
Do we kill him?
I want to say things, but I don't want him to hear. So I think I just want to break his neck.
Earmuffs. What's your life worth?
Not more than state secrets.
That's what I was looking for.
What you know about Rangoon?
Nothing.
Sounds fair.
Have you ever heard the name Carlisle?
No. Again, you gentlemen have gotten the better of me, I'll admit. I have no disrespect against the three of you. Particularly you, he says, kind of looking back at Mr. Corey.
The only one in this.
It's fair.
We knew you were there the whole time.
Not only.
You... smart man knows when he's been outplayed. I wish you no harm. I'm looking for Jack Brady because I think he has better information about whatever weapons development is occurring in Shanghai.
Oh.
Here. You want me to help? I'll help.
Perhaps he's more of an asset now, you know?
So what earns you walking away from this encounter?
Would you like to know where Mr. Brady is? At least where... let me take that back. At least where I believe he is.
Should have properly led with that, mate.
You don't do this, do you?
Nah. I'm just an old professor slowly becoming an alcoholic.
I can't read it. I mean, I can, but like...
Mr. Brady, I believe, works for, as I said, one of the various militias that are building up power in and around the area. I could even tell you, I'm pretty sure he's in an empty warehouse on the south side of the river, on Chungshan Road, theoretically.
Can you write that down, please?
I can also tell you that the apparent leader of the group, whose name is Chu Min, visits the autumn morning tea house every day. Now, this may be important and may not be at all, but I assume at least one, if not two of you, he says, giving an elbow to Mr. Corey and a knowing nod to Mr. Weatherton, have dealt with situations like this before. Information is sometimes not worth the paper it's printed on. That's why we're watching the Stumbling Tiger Bar. I want to talk to Mr. Corey.
I'm right here.
Mr. Brady.
Mr. Brady.
Oh, yes, of course.
I don't know their political motives.
Does it have anything to do with Ho Fang?
I've heard this name. A shipper, I believe.
Professor's a little offended by his comment. Well.
Probably as corrupt as everyone else in this horrifically terrible town.
By state secrets, do you mean the Viper secrets?
He looks at you with a furrowed brow. I don't know what you mean.
Psychology roll.
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
Could you tell me the name of that road again?
Yes.
Chung, C-H-U-N-G, hyphen Shan. Chung Shan. No, he seems generally confused about the term Viper. You get the sense, I don't remember if you have the background or not, but you definitely do. This man, the more you talk to him, just reads rank and file.
Okay.
You're going to kind of start to assume that this is probably Japanese nationalist, maybe military. Lucas's comment of the CIA is not entirely off base.
No.
You get the sense that this is something that the Japanese government is looking into.
Okay.
And this man is more than willing for you to slit his throat than to give you anything.
He never actually gave us his name, right?
Nope.
So I'll just... So, pal, I know how these things typically go across the ocean. You've given us some decent information. So what happens if we decide to be kind? Where do we stand?
I have no quarrel with either you or your country.
What about the Japanese government?
I am their representative here, am I not? Perhaps, of course. No certainties.
It's been some time since there's been a whole lot of communication with the Japanese government at this point. So we don't really all know how that goes.
Fair point. As I said, it is your prerogative. I am at your mercy, as it will.
Do we have that picture on us?
Yes. Maybe not on you currently, but theoretically. You have it in your possession somewhere.
Have you cased this warehouse?
Which warehouse?
The one you mentioned Brady was in.
It is... Now, perhaps I'm not as trained as American... And he kind of looks
like
at...
Warehouses.
He kind of looks at Weatherton with a keen eye. American soldiers. But we typically do not run into... hostile situations without intelligence.
We only do with horses.
They seem to be stockpiling weapons and ammunition. It seems to be a terrible choice to just run in there.
But do you know what it looks like?
He even gives you the address. It's a warehouse. I'm pretty sure it's a staging ground for something bigger.
I'm assuming it's none of these buildings here.
No, but it's probably not far from where that photo was taken.
You recognize that?
The photo?
Anything in it?
I recognize roughly where it was taken.
We already know that information, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
The boat's office.
If you do not mind, sir, your cuff link is starting to chafe. Could you relax your grip at all?
Mm-mm. But thank you for asking.
I've given you all I know. If you're going to kill me, kill me. Otherwise, I have no quarrel with you. I think that whatever Brady knows is of more importance. I'd like to speak to him.
Where are you getting your information from? This idea that Brady is involved in this militia group?
He can't look at you, so he looks at Weatherton and the professor and just rolls his eyes.
Like, I just look at him and I
like,
go.
There's no f***ing way you're getting that information.
Yeah.
Squeeze harder, mate.
No, it was not going to help.
I just look at Corey and give him the knowing look like, we're never going to get that.
Well?
I'm actually okay with letting him go.
I don't think he's our enemy at this point. It was just, you know.
The British man, who has not followed most of this conversation, probably is correct.
Hey, I've been in some shit, all right? Have you ever sat in a classroom and tried to teach 40 fucking hormone-induced students... the culture of Egyptian history. You don't know my pain.
That's pretty good, Lucas.
That was good.
The man just looks at Weatherton like with like Motherfucker, I've seen men die.
Like,
I've ripped their throats out. Go fuck yourself.
Like, I've tried to hold my friend's guts in their stomach to keep them from dying. Like, yeah.
Hormonal teenagers would be a goddamn paradise.
Like, my dad literally committed seppuku. Because he fucked the Japanese government. Don't talk to me. So here's the question. If we find ourselves in a pinch, following the same leads you've been following,
what is it?
Does it do us any good to maybe...
What is the... Excuse me. The professor may be able to assist here. The Latin phrase is, I believe, quid pro quo?
Seems accurate, yeah.
No quid pro quo.
No. I'm willing to let us walk away from this alley before someone eventually stumbles upon us. I will frequent the Stumbling Tiger Bar if you wish to share information. Very well. If you do not, I understand. But I have given to you. I hope you will return in kind.
If it's potentially mutually beneficial.
I think keeping dangerous weapons out of anyone's hands is mutually beneficial to any countries that are not developing the weapons.
We are the United States.
We're not that United States yet. You're about 20 years early. We'll be that United States in about 45.
We just have to start drinking again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's plenty of drinking happening. It's just illegal.
Openly drinking.
Operation okay. Paperclip.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm willing.
Jasmine's giving me a shitty look.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Jasmine's bored.
Oh. Well, they will get the men.
Don't stay by yourself in the hotel then, crazy lady. All
right, I'm gonna loosen his arms and say, you have given us information, right?
Information.
But remember, we've given you quite a bit too.
Do you let go of him? As you let go of him, he puts his hands down to his side, and he sort of takes a turn to slowly but formally bow to each of the three of you. Captain Isogi.
A new friend has been made this day.
We found a new Jeff.
I can't wait till Jeff comes back and plays him with that accent.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
If it is not too much to ask.
Let's hope this NPC doesn't die.
May I take my firearm back?
No.
Let the man have his gun.
I would hand it back to him.
Dump the bullets out first.
I would pull the clip, but I would give him the gun back.
You see him take it. He clears to make sure there's nothing in the chamber. Puts it in one pocket, and then he very slowly puts the clip in the other.
No, I would...
Are you going to take all the bullets out?
I'll pop the bullets in hand and put the... He can...
You see him put the bullets and clip in one pocket, yeah. And he puts the gun back in the holster completely empty.
I would have kept the bullets.
I thought about it, but...
Well, 8mm? What the fuck you got that's 8mm?
I think the gun that I picked up...
Really?
Yeah.
8mm is a really strange size.
Never mind. I have a 38 and a 45. So.
I don't know fuck all about guns, but 8mm is a really weird size.
Wasn't there a movie 8mm?
No, it's 9mm.
Yeah, that's about a film.
Yeah, that is fucking weird.
Yeah.
You see him bow to the three of you and says, I will leave you to your search. May the world be a safer place after all of us complete our tasks. And unless you stop him, he's going to turn and walk right out of the alley and back into the Shanghai streets.
I'll let him go. I'm okay with it.
So window's got a pee.
Physically.
I just turn to the wall and just go.
Isogi turns back around, just like, oh.
I can't stop. Somebody shoot him. He's preloading the gun.
It's dribbling.
Can't stop once you start it. Stank.
Did you know that there is the universal law of urination? Every animal on Earth, regardless of bladder size, can empty their bladder in the same amount of time.
That sounds like Candles at the Night.
Google it. Google it. The Candles at the Night thing is probably bullshit. That is a thing that I saw on a more reputable website.
Candles in the Night?
Yeah, I made something about...
In multiple episodes. Oh, shit,
there is a legit...
Universal law of urination. In multiple campaigns
that, like, the human eye can see a candle at 30 miles away.
Yeah, I make that shit up just so I can try and
all the time.
It's specific for mammals.
Sure, because, you know, reptiles and fish have different bladders. But the idea is that an elephant, a human, and like...
Elephants, cows, goats, and dogs all roughly take 21 seconds to empty their bladders.
So that's why you know it's a long pee if you take longer than 21 seconds, because that should be the universal time that it takes to urinate. Regardless of if you're a 2-ton elephant
or
if you're like...
this to read it.
It's really kind of cool because it's like, it's an evolutionary thing. Like you want, like when you pee... is like theoretically to predators you're most vulnerable, right? So I'll let you three discuss. You can also go back to Jasmine. Jasmine has clues she's been wanting to tell you for like an hour. So I'll let you folks discuss that.
Oh, cat lady.
We just had a strange run-in. How'd you do?
Well, I found something from last week that we might find slightly interesting, where there were a series of murders at 88 Lantern Street sometime after midnight, and one witness was so distraught she identified the killer as a giant bat. Does that sound interesting to anyone?
Nope, got nothing.
I haven't run into
giant anything. Killer bats!
We haven't run anything.
Was his name Jack Brady? If not, fuck off.
No, but Lantern Street has things going on in it. Other than what we've seen, you were just at Lantern Street. I couldn't get a hold of you.
I got blinders
on. I really don't want to fuck with vampires again.
It sounds like that sand bat thing we heard.
Oh, when I say that, only you would get that.
Yes,
I
know.
Yeah.
Did we not tell you about Peru?
You said you went to Peru and saw some shit.
Well.
You can actually categorize vampires as shit.
Great.
Mate.
Great.
So, we've got something...
I keep forgetting that you're not...
American.
Cecil. Like that you that your character is not your collective memory.
Cecil.
So, did anyone actually read the news article?
Yes!
No she just told us what was going on.
Nope.
So.
Point it out, I'll read it.
I thought that was a great, by the way,
this one?
Yeah. Sound clip. I've loved using that. It's great.
Yeah.
So I'll probably read
So the violent and deep incident on Lantern Street.
Yes.
Okay. So what she found was obviously a newspaper clipping titled Violent Incident on Lantern Street. Police report murders at the premises of 88 Lantern Street sometime after midnight last night. The victims were identified as Miss Riparita Wong, resident at the address, and Mr. Chin. Whose address was available or was unavailable at the time of publication. Lantern Street.
You gave it to the guy who's been drinking. I'm following along going, he's going to fuck that word up. Habitus. I've never seen that word in my life.
Yeah,
habitus.
I almost said habitus.
Habitus
so like,
is probably the
habitus,
same word.
Not normally no, noted for twice. Compassion, mm-hmm. were taken aback by the cruelty of the crimes. One witness was so distraught that she identified the killer as a giant bat. Jeff's new character, Police Inspector Chong,
it's weird that it actually says Jeff's new character
indicates that the slayings were unusually violent. He requests anyone with knowledge, either of Miss Wong or Mr. Chin, to make themselves known to his inquiry.
So it's not habitu, which this makes a lot more sense. Which there's no accent in my version. Is there an accent to
nope.
you on that e?
Not at all.
No.
Habitué, French word.
Oh.
Meaning habiters or habituaires of...
Okay.
Yes. Inhabitant.
His uncle was a habitué of the French theater.
Very well.
So anyway, large fucking bats.
Which we've heard of before, which means there's eldritch horrors on Lantern Street.
Where did we hear the large bats last time?
Sandbat.
Oh. Yeah. True.
She not wrong.
Australia.
This is why I don't drink. During podcasting.
No.
Remind me of Sandbat.
Okay. So,
well, you've been quietly thinking about it while the rest of us were doing things, so I'll give you that.
Did you listen to the parts in New York?
Yes.
Okay, so do you remember when we went and saw the guy from Australia?
Professor Cowles.
There we go. The Vaguely. Professor, and then there was a whole
and his hot daughter
thing. Yeah, she's pretty cute.
By the way, I want to make it known, I'm sorry to break you off, but Grady said that he doesn't believe that we will make it to every location in this game.
We're 100% in it.
So.
Yeah, 100%. You went to the cult place and went, fuck this, I'm out in London. That was 100% again.
We'll double back.
We went there.
Once we get double jump.
I love that.
I have the grappling hook to get to the top.
I was hoping you were going to say hook shot, but I'll say double jump.
Double jump's pretty good. Okay.
I've been playing Fallen Order. And now the whole world has opened
nice.
Up for me.
Okay. So there is a cult of the Father of All Bats. They worship the sand bat. It is typically in the Marshall Islands in Australia. It's Cthulhu, but we don't know that.
Who looks nothing like a bat?
Got a little bat
it's
wings.
A squid with legs, arms, and wings.
Anyway, there's a bat-winged snake thing. So a snake with bat wings.
Mm-hmm.
That, they, like, line up all of the people with these, like, weird cudgels with a giant, not spikes, but almost like axe heads sticking out of them. Like bats. And they make the humans go, the human sacrifices run through it, and they hit them with these bats.
They run
like the one
they
that
run
put
a gauntlet.
In Jeff's chest?
Yes, that one. Okay. One of those.
That was
kind
spiked.
Of. This is slightly different. And then the giant bat-winged snake, which is usually dormant, comes out. That's their sacrifice to him. I didn't get all of my notes. The sand bat is kept underwater. There's some parallel Polynesian things that are... Rallye. There we go. That one. And the sand bat is usually kept underwater. And there's also an Auriferaceae rainbow snake, which is also a part of Australia. So there's a lot of Polynesian, Marshall Islands, Australian sand bat, giant snake with bat wings, giant things that come out of the sea. So killer giant bats in Shanghai? Yeah, it's pretty eldritch.
Hmm. Eldritch AF.
Right? So, that's my download. That's all I got. So, we could go back to the neighborhood of 88 Lantern Street. I don't think it's connected to anything here, but it does tell us there's something going on Lantern Street.
I imagine 88 Lantern Street isn't that far from 10 Lantern Street.
Which is
like
where you
block.
Just came from.
Yeah.
So, the Stumbling Tiger may have more going on around it. Mm-hmm. According to Grady... This is last week's newspaper because it technically hasn't happened yet in game because we did things out of order.
No, it's interesting to me that they put the date on it because a lot of newspapers in this game, they don't put the date on it. It's very strange.
Yeah. I think it's...
What's the actual date on it, even though it's incorrect?
It's like
November 25th.
It's like...
Of this...
Yeah, it's like...
25.
7 months from now, almost.
So they expect us to go... to Hong Kong way later than we did.
Exactly.
No, it's weird. Like most of the
they
others that I've looked through don't have dates.
Yeah. And they did a half page and they didn't need to.
Yeah, that's a monster.
Yeah.
I think
I
it's
even
to
read
try
the
to distract
it.
You.
It talks about a bunch of other shit.
The violent incident on Lantern Street would be dated 2 days prior to when you arrived.
Okay.
So fairly recent.
Well, because I only had a week's worth of newspapers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Did we ever get an approximation for when the last time, that Brady was known to be around?
Nope.
Well, we got the letter that...
Sometime in 25.
The one Black Pharaoh dude was writing to the Pale Viper saying Jack Brady
is still a problem.
Maybe in...
Flynn gets a fate point.
What's that mean?
That's not the letter.
When
the
we play
game.
Fate, you get an extra bonus.
Where's that Ooh. Letter at?
It's
right there. That one right there.
It's that Jack Brady is still a problem, as well as our other
But it was obstacle. Just incomplete.
Yes. Gavigan was in the midst of raiding.
I feel like that is information that...
And it took us, what, a month to go from England?
Like 40 days. Yeah, it took you a while.
It's been 40 days since we found the letter.
Right. Yeah. So if he was writing it 40 days ago, assuming whatever travel time is for information to get to England, they have acknowledged Jack Brady as an issue...
Roughly 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
No, it would be more than a month ago.
Yeah.
We found the letter 40 days ago.
Yeah, you found that letter in England, which was like a 30 to 40 day travel. So you found that letter a month ago. And who knows when it was written, but it was at least a month and a couple of days ago at earliest.
So it corroborates what you got from the bartender, which is Jack Brady fell off the face of the planet within the last couple of months. He's gone underground, probably because the Brotherhood of the Black Pharaoh is coming after him.
I thought this was being composed there, though.
It was, but I mean, if for him to have that information 40 days ago, it had to at least been like 40 to 45 days old, right?
Yeah. Even if it was a telegram, why would he then send a letter back? Like, you've got to be doing letters at that point, and it could be 3 months old.
So that's what I'm saying, you know, and it's
holy shit.
Corroborates what Isogi says.
Which could mean 3 months ago is when Elias died.
No. Because Elias... No. 3 months ago from now, Elias died.
And that's about the same time that was the last time we have that Brady was around. What if he heard Elias was killed and he went underground?
Who would he have heard that from?
Great question. And does Brady know who Elias was?
What's the travel time from the States to Asia?
Depending on where you're at in the States, travel time from New York to Shanghai is anywhere from about 30 to 60 days.
So it would have had to been on the short end.
To say that, hey, this letter is 2 months old in March, and 3, 4, 5 months ago,
it was being composed within the week that we left there.
I mean, what she's saying is correlative.
Yeah,
it's possible.
It's possible that these things happened around the same time, and maybe this trail would be so cold if we'd left straight from New York.
Anything else that anyone would like to add?
Well, I mean, we need to plan on the next day's venture.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got an address for a warehouse that we think that the warehouse is where we think he's at, or is that the company that he's potentially working for?
We don't know. Because the information y'all got, he's not even sure if it's still accurate. He just knows the place that the Japanese are casing out is a place that Brady might be or have been. Or that's where the weapons are going. All he knows is it's like Zahra Shafiq. Like, the two things belong together, but they don't know how.
Well, it also doesn't help that we never actually talked to Zahra Shafiq.
Speak for yourself. I said hi.
So, yeah, I mean, in terms of, like...
Let's bring up the biggest piece we missed in this game.
Which one?
Fact. No, I think that that's the question is what, in terms of where do you head next? You've got varying clues pointing in different directions. Is McChum being Nongus? What does Isogi have to say? You've got name drops like Ho Fang. You've got a picture of a boat. You've got, I mean, that's wherever you want to go next. You've got...
Isogi's got scapegoats. There's no reason to lie to us if we're going to lead him to what he wants.
That is a logical suggestion.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time people have used us as a scapegoat. Let's be clear. Shafiq did it without a problem. And we didn't even see it.
That saw it after the fact.
Right.
What's the name of the guy who Shogi said is leading that militia group?
I believe it's Chu Min.
Chu Min.
The Autumn Morning Tea House.
He's the owner of that tea house, and plus the owner of the militia, potentially.
I could use
he
some
thinks,
tea.
he thinks he is a he would have said that he's a believed leader or higher up in whatever that militia group is, and he even gave you a place where that guy can be found. I mean,
every fucking day.
Schroeder is exactly saying it right. Like, it wouldn't take a genius to realize that you're potentially being a patsy for Isogi.
Yeah.
You know, it would make sense that military background, Isogi would take a step back and would let you put your ass in the fire and see what happens.
Especially because he's Japanese.
I mean, sticks out like a sore thumb, but so do we, and we can't tie it back to him.
Sure.
No one's going to believe anybody outside of Japan is going to work for the Japanese government.
I mean, like I said, you have a boat in the harbor. You have literally probably 8 to 10 clues to potentially run down.
Did we
you
actually
have
get
a
cult
na- people we- in from the museum?
I know he gave us an address. Did he give us a name of the company that was there?
Nope.
No.
Empty warehouse on the west side of the river.
That's going to
be. And the road.
He would have given you enough information to figure it out. Like, it's not going to be like you have to go knocking door to door.
Right. No, I'm trying to see if there's information he left out in my head. Like,
that's fair.
Hey.
No, he absolutely could have left out some shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, the other thing is that...
Anybody want to go back to the astrologer house?
Really?
Who knows? There might be other stuff that isn't valuable that got left behind. Maybe not all the books burned. Maybe we want to go get that sword he kept staring at.
It's not a sword.
Coins on a string.
Like I said, you have folks in the occult to talk to. You have more than enough clues to think about running down. The big thing is, where do you go next?
That's always what you tell us.
You do. There's so many clues
in
this game.
We should do side quests first. Because we haven't been, and I feel like we've missed a lot because of it.
I feel like we should go chase down 88 Lantern Road.
The bat.
Yeah.
It's possible. That may be something important.
Yeah, let's do it. Bat.
Because I feel like
giant killer bat. Let's get involved with the local police. Because that's never gone poorly.
We pushed what we thought was super, like, important in England. And we definitely missed a fuck ton. Because we fucked it and then ran. So.
Yeah.
Maybe let's investigate.
That would be a novel idea almost 60 episodes in.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
We can investigate, but I'm bringing my gun.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, I'm strapped. Don't worry.
So as we close the night on, is it Thursday now?
Think so. No, it's Tuesday. We had to back up the dates.
So it's like the 24th.
It's now? The 24th.
Hey, maybe send a telegram to Carlisle. I think it's been a while.
No, he just sent one this morning.
Was it this morning?
Or yesterday?
I think
Wednesday.
Yesterday.
Definitely wasn't this morning.
Sorry, the Monday. That used to be the Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, as we close good. Out the 24th and go into the morning of the 25th, the investigators try and figure out what the fuck they're gonna do next time.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.